Greetings. Thank you so much to all the panelists. I think that, you know, you have really, really, really opened this conference up in a very powerful way. My question is to Brother Salim. Hello, it's Yolisa way down here. And I really would like to hear you speak more about what's happening in South Africa in terms of the position of the government towards the Palestinian struggle, but also just generally speaking more about how they have put as their priorities money, capitalism, and globalization, as well as privatization, at the expense of really grappling with the impact and issues that were created by apartheid, which still continue today, and how they actually contribute to perpetuating apartheid crimes in many, many ways through economic policies, underemployment, underdevelopment, etc. Thank you.
Thanks. I just wanted to ask, the second speaker talked about how Arab regimes have sold out the Palestinian people. And it just struck such a chord with me. I'm Arab, I'm from North Africa, and I grew up in the States. And I was just thinking about that statement, and even just on an individual level, I really feel that as Arabs, I personally am implicated. I feel like we've sold each other for security, for money, for citizenship, for immigration, for a million different reasons. And that any kind of Arab solidarity can't even hold a candle to the type of blind community you see among Jewish people, among Christians, among. And I just wanted to know if one of the speakers could speak to that. And yeah, that's what I want to know.
Thank you. Any other questions, questioners? There's a hand back there.
My question is a simple one. It's probably also the most important question. For somebody like myself, for many people like myself, we're always hearing you should get involved in a cause, you should do something. What can I do? I'm here today, I'm getting educated. What can I do to stand in solidarity with you exactly? What can I do?
Thank you. All right, I'm going to close off the questions and turn it over to the speakers to respond to whichever question they want. We have 10 minutes, can we have closing statements from the speakers? And maybe start with Salim, if you want to choose a question to respond to.
Hi, Yolisa. Great hearing your beautiful voice once again. Yolisa and I collaborated on a few studies on racism in South Africa, particularly in schools. So it's wonderful hearing your question. It's an issue we've grappled with in South Africa because after 1994, after the first democratic elections, many of us thought that our government, because of the experience and international solidarity, would hasten to be in the forefront of making Israel a pariah state in the same way apartheid South Africa was. But we found people, because of a particular pragmaticism, as Rafif was talking about, or real politik under globalization, that they began to sup with the devil, and who subjected themselves to various kinds of blackmail, willingly, in fact, and who put their own interests before issues of solidarity. And as one of the writers in a mainstream newspaper commented, that because of this, there was a lot of muddled thinking. And as he put it, Pretoria thinks it's living in fantasy land, in cloud cuckoo land, if they think they're going to play some kind of reconciliatory role, a role of a mediator between two parties, as if these are equal parties. I mean, it's unthinkable that this would be the position of our new government when we were struggling for our liberation. This has caused lots of conflict, even within the ruling alliance. COSATU, the Communist Party, the ANC Youth League, and a number of groups have come out in favor of sanctions. It is those that actually control the ANC, the new elite, that have aligned with the old real rulers, the owners of the mines, of the factories, who are pushing this line of being pragmatic and of mediating. And like this writer I'm quoting, we believe that the best use of South Africa's moral weight is to turn the tide of history in favor of the Palestinians. And in the same way, the global anti-apartheid movement did, if South Africa as a government does what Chavez did by withdrawing the ambassador, recalling the Venezuelan ambassador, this would start a reaction that would empower ordinary people around the world to put pressure on their own governments. And that is the potent experience we could contribute, not this amorphous, nebulous, convenient thing called reconciliation. There will be reconciliation only when there is justice. There'll only be peace when there is justice. Otherwise, as the previous, as the speakers have said, it's going to be the peace of the graveyard. And Palestine, we know, will get its state, but this will be under Israel's terms, which will be a mockery of a state. And sustaining the global momentum for Palestinian justice will be much harder than that so-called state. But in the same way, we felt that our struggle was getting nowhere. People continued to die, tortured, and imprisoned. And in some of the bleakest times, it was the solidarity of the international community that sustained us. And so we in South Africa have a moral duty. We will do our lot. It is the homeless, the unemployed, who are the shock troops, in fact, of this movement to isolate apartheid Israel, not the ruling elite. And from the ground, we are putting pressure, and there are fissures, there are cracks, even in the ruling alliance, as has been shown by some prominent people in the ANC, including ministers who have come out in support of boycotts and sanctions against the dominant view of the ANC. Thank you.
Thank you. Rafif, would you like to pick your question and respond? Thanks.
Let me start on the issue of Arabs selling each other out. And here, I'm not one to make these kinds of distinctions very often in the Western sense, but let me make them in the Arab sense. The regimes of the Arab world are not the people of the Arab world. The people of the Arab world are all in solidarity with Palestine. Every time anything happens in Palestine, you see mass demonstrations on the streets. And here we are speaking about mass demonstrations where people can get shot, where if you are a political prisoner, you are tortured and your family will never know where you are. We are talking about dictatorships here. So the peoples of the Arab world are with the Palestinian people. It's more the regimes that we have to get rid of, and some people are working hard on it. On the issue, but not that I am ever or would ever advocate for such a thing, because anyway, on what to do, I think that's the most important question that we want to come out of this conference, is for people to come out knowing exactly what they want to plug into, what kind of work they want to do, so we can start working. And there are many different avenues. One of the ideas that the coalition is thinking about is forming neighborhood committees, in where every area where you're living, there's a few anti-apartheid activists in your area, and you start organizing on your own in your area, whether it's leafleting, educating people, holding movie screenings, or making sure to boycott products that are sold in different stores that are in your own area. People can work in their own unions to push for resolutions like the QP resolution, in their churches. If you're a student, your university is somehow investing in Israel, you could start a divestment campaign. This is why the next step for our struggle was boycott, divestments, and sanctions, because we were going out there, we were explaining to the world, this is what's happening to us. And people would agree, but then would have nothing to do. People want to launch an academic boycott, a cultural boycott. Every time there's a film festival here, there's Israeli films. There are times where the Israeli embassy pays to these film festivals in order to show Israeli propaganda films. These are things we can boycott, very practical things we can do. So out of this conference, we're hoping for these committees to form, for them to become autonomous, and for people to work in their own area, because one way or another, we are all investing in Israeli apartheid. That is why we are all responsible, and that is why we all need to work. So this is the one strong message out of this conference, is we need to get to work. The situation in Palestine is getting unbearable. The Palestinian people are resisting, but every time we do something here, we are investing in apartheid, and that needs to stop. And this is what we want to come out of this conference, and I hope we can all work together. Thank you.
Thank you. Last word to Jamal.
Maybe just like to start where Rafif started, with who's the Arab people and their solidarity with Palestine. The Arab people is the one who's fighting the Americans in Iraq since 2003, and the one that defeated Israel in Lebanon. And when they went and take these two soldiers from the Lebanese occupied land, they took them in solidarity with the Palestinians who's massacred in Gaza. I'm telling you, this collaborators' regimes in the Arab world is shaking now. And the best evidence for that is now the coalitions that they are doing between the Saudi regime, the Jordanian regime, the Egyptian regime, our Palestinian Authority, and part of the Lebanese government. This coalition and Israel also trying to defeat the people movement of resistance that's starting to shake this regimes in the Arab world. And they are not going to succeed. It's coming. The Arab world now, after the victory of the resistance in Lebanon, is not the same Arab world just like a month before. Believe me, when you go to the Arab world, you come meet the people there, now the atmosphere is totally different. Other thing I want to just to tell you about is like internally in Palestine, since months we started the local internal boycott, in spite of you know how much is difficult, but we started in the universities. Now we have in 13 universities in the Palestinian areas, cities, we have committees who starting with boycott in the university itself. Our popular committees around the world in the areas is working on the same issue, particularly on pressuring to boycott the Israeli agricultural products in order to be able to make a place for our agricultural products to be marketed and sold in the Palestinian markets. The other thing is also we are now expanding the 171 signatures for the boycott call. We are going to the grassroots organizations, movements, aiming to reach the 1,000 signatures from the vast majority of the Palestinian organizations, movements, parties. So to respond to the calls from outside that we need to see the Palestinian ANC. Palestinian ANC is the Palestinian people everywhere, all around the world. We started another call now is going to be ready by the end of this month, which is the call from the Palestinian trade unions for the trade unions around the world in order to boycott the Histadrut, the Israeli trade union, and and to work on taking Amir Peretz, this socialist leader known in the world, which is now one of the most and the biggest criminals in the world, to take them to the crime courts. And this is the responsibility of the trade unions all around the world, and we are the people with the people around the world. Another thing that we are starting working on also is networking with different organizations and movements in the Arab world, aiming to build and expand the solidarity in the Arab world, especially to bring to the life again the boycott movement that was for a long time before Oslo. Now we have contacting organizations in Morocco, Algeria, Tunis, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Bahrain. And we hope that this is in a few months will have its fruits. So when I'm talking about building a movement around the world, I think with efforts, all of us together, we will get there. And here just I want to end with a song, very famous song. We have it in Palestine for long. Is representing the assistance of the people for life to live. And it represents highly the dignity of the people, no matter how much the oppression on their heads and in their life. It says, إن عشت فعش حرا أو مت كالأشجار وكوفا وكوفا كالأشجار. It's in English, if you live free or die like a tree, standing like a tree. And that's where we are, and we will promise you that we will keep standing alive, not die.
Thank you, Jamal. Right, I would like to end with a couple of thoughts. A historian of the South African struggle observed that the revolutionary changes in South Africa that brought apartheid down were the work of ordinary people rather than political elites. To add to that, a statement in a book called Decolonizing the Mind said, the modern world is a product of both European imperialism and of the resistance waged against it by the African, Asian and South American peoples, to which of course we can add these peoples now who are waging their resistance. A statement from the Cape Town Palestinian Solidarity Committee made a couple of points which I think are useful ones for us to end on. In this situation, there is an oppressor and an oppressed. They are perpetrators and victims, an aggressor and a resistance movement. We are the ordinary people. We are the resistance movement. We have work to do. It has been laid out for us tonight. Please come out to the conference. Join in the process of educating ourselves and undertaking the tasks that we can do and that we know are necessary to do in order to combat and bring down this heinous regime, this rogue state. Boycott Israeli apartheid. Thank you.